Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Is it Thursday yet? It's Thursday, right?
Man. Thirsty Thursdays?
It's been that kind of week.
It's Thirsty Thursdays. Listen, Alan, once you make it through today, man, you've made it through the gullet.
It's true.
You've done the car wash for a whole week.
I have. One more get up tomorrow.
Lesser men have perished.
Really?
Yeah.
Feel pretty good about this week, I guess.
Some people we never seen after this. They couldn't take it.
It's all about making content, baby, right? That's what it's about. I'm just trying to be like you. I learned it by watching you.
You're the wind beneath my wings.
So what did 7-Eleven.com give you? You got all
excited about this. Oh, 7-Eleven.com is saying it's reports.
Alert.
That Doc Rivers and his crew feels like James Harden was the driving force behind Daryl Morey giving him his pink slip.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
He said, when asked, how are you and Doc Rivers? We all right.
That's literally what he said. And how would you translate what he said there?
Meh.
He gone.
I holler.
And the next day he was.
Peace.
That's such an interesting story, what's going on there. All right, we have your calls, 800-919-3776. We have a lot to get into with you because everybody wants to talk about all kinds of different stuff, and that's what we do on this show. So stay with us. Try to keep up because the pace, as you know, is very fast. But in the meantime, it is hour number three. It is Bart and Han. So, Bart, what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Jimmy Buckets in six.
Oh, you picking that?
Yeah, might as well.
That'd be a huge upset.
Look, I can say we lost to the eventual Eastern Conference representative.
Yeah, that's true. Great songs that were sampled into another great song. How about Eminem's Stan?
What was Stan?
It was
Stand
by
Me.
No. Stan.
Yeah, Stan. I know.
Yeah,
when he was he's the fan.
Gone cold. I don't know why.
Cause I'm not bad at all. You gonna rain against my window,
but I can't see it all.
Right. That's high five.
And then it's Stan, which is Eminem just rapping over that song. It's not really sampled. It's just they play that song and he just raps over it. Right.
What about Tim's?
Tim's.
She made a song and then they made it a hook.
Yeah.
It was his own song at first.
Okay.
And Drake made it his own song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We always have fun with this.
I'm saying, Jake, we go deep, son. Can't no other show go
right
deep
into
as
the
we can. You had, only show that can go deep like that is Rockenberg over the Rockenberg.
The screen just blew up on me again.
It's okay.
Can't stand it.
Well, it's the power hour.
Say something funny while I
listen, now that you think about, listen, if James Harden is in control of his organization, sure, thoroughly piss off Joel Embiid. And if I'm Joel Embiid, I'm saying, listen, man, I think I'm out. Tobias Harris, you got to move him. He's not the star that you need him to be. You need him to be like Marcus Smart. He needs to be like a compliment. They need somebody. Maxie's a scorer. Joel is a scorer. Harden's a scorer. Tobias Harris has been getting paid a lot of money for a long time to really add nothing.
Is Joel Embiid one of the first MVPs you can think of that actually could be a 1B? Does that make sense?
Yeah, his stat line.
Like,
crazy.
Is he a 1B?
He's averaged 30 for the last 2 years.
I understand
and
that.
And he's a menace on the defensive side of basketball.
What do we do now once you get the MVP? What do we tell you? Right? Like Jokic, got Giannis, you better win a championship.
Jokic still ain't won.
You better
win
a championship. Well, Jokic is kind of on the verge right now. Right? Tonight's a big game. But now with Embiid, it's going to be, all right, MVP, you better win a championship. I mean, Joel Embiid, think about all the MVPs that we have had over the years. They've at least reached the NBA Finals. James Harden at least reached the NBA Finals. He did it very young, but he did. Russell Westbrook, right? Again, part of, like, at least you reached it once in your career. He's never gotten out of second round.
That's crazy.
Now, I know it's a regular season award, but there's something. This Philly thing, I'm not sleeping on this. Because like I said, sometimes when you're a team in the East or especially in the Atlantic Division and you see some controversy going on with another team, just sit back and sip your tea and just watch it blow up and see how it can benefit you.
It's crazy, man. It's going to be crazy, especially James Harden. I wonder what he's going to do. If Murray pays him a supermax and he's going to, because if I'm James Harden, I'm like, I gave back $13 million last year to try to win it. I'm not doing that.
He wants some guarantees going forward now.
Meet the Mets.
Polar bear. I guess being sick is a good thing.
Is this equivalent to Jordan's flu game?
I don't know.
Is that what he's doing? Maybe we should get him. Maybe we should put some petri dish germs in his drink every week.
Keep him sick all year.
Yeah.
No, Pete Alonso gets sick.
Not crazy sick, but like 98 like temperature, just like a slight
2-1.
Like hay fever.
It's almost like Pete Alonso steps to the
what's
plate.
The cricket number?
Rubs his nose. You know, he's like wiping his nose. He's got mucus everywhere.
And he pummeled it.
Achoo.
So there it is.
Home when he hit, yeah.
That's up 2-1. All right. So you wanted to go somewhere, though, with this whole thing.
Yeah, because I think, listen, we always talk about stars to keep an eye on. And maybe Joel Embiid, we got Giannis Antetokounmpo as maybe a star to keep their eyes on in the next year or so. Julius Randle has 2 years left on his deal. So you look at a guy like, you know, Giannis, maybe – I wonder if that year is an opt-out year where he has an option, he can opt out. Because I know Draymond has an opt-out.
Well, Embiid's about to start the first of his extension, the 4 years.
Right.
It's only starting next year. So he's on the contract for a long time.
So is Kevin Durant.
3 years, yeah.
Yeah, so is Kevin Durant. So mm-hmm. You look at it, you know, this may be a time where, you know, greater minds come together and say, we got to do something different. I mean, Joel is getting up there by now. Joel has to be like 28 years old. I mean, he's from Africa, so he probably came over here when he was like, you know.
When he was young. When he was young? Oh.
Yeah, he probably came over.
He's 29.
Yeah, see? He's about 30.
Yeah, he's 29.
So, I mean, 7-footers – post-30s really ain't been something great outside of Brook Lopez. And he changed his game. He's a secondary player. He's not a main guy.
It's just not a lot of mileage left on a guy his size, the injury background that he deals with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe they're looking at that as well.
But Harden is older. It's just
that position age is
different.
I'm
just watching this with curiosity from a distance because, once again, like I said, if you're the Knicks, you're just looking at another team that was ahead of you in the standings, and let's see if they get better or worse.
It ain't nothing like
and
having –
And you know you're rooting for worse, right?
It's not like having your boy in control. Like, you're a worker, but your boy the boss, and you can have these conversations that he don't have with nobody else.
Now, what is this Embiid from KJM from? Jacob, what's this? Because this is interesting. Before I play it, I want to be able to explain it.
It was him on KJM talking about how he'll be staying out of any deal between Harden and the Sixers.
This from this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a good get. All right, let's see. Joel Embiid, I guess, asked about James Harden and his future with the team.
I don't know what's going on, and I know he has a player option, so they can extend him. So that's on, you know, those guys who, you know, figured it out. I'm going to stay out of it. But I still believe that, you know, me and them, and we got the chance to win.
All right. That's from the media access. So I'm staying out of it. Does he need to be, like, is he just personality-wise a guy that's just passive? I'm staying out of it.
I think so. He don't want to be the bad guy, especially a guy he respects.
Right, at some point, you got to
LeBron would trade your ass in a minute. He would trade his mom and Bronny if he thought he can get a championship.
But it's like, I want to win a championship. Let's get this done. I'm going to be on this. I'm going to be on these guys. Because if I don't like what I'm seeing, like, use your leverage. Right? Like, he's just so laid back. Like, hey, whatever. It's none of my business. What do you mean it's none of your business? This is your business.
I guess it's me and Maxie's team now.
You're 29 years old. You're not getting any younger. You're certainly not getting any stronger because physically breaking down. It's a lot of interesting stuff going on there with that team, man. A lot of interesting stuff. All right, 800-919-3776. Let's grab some calls. Let's go to Luis in the car.
It's been a while.
Hey,
just listen really quick. Great job this year on pre and post and the radio stuff. I was really happy for you and the crew because you guys have had to sit through a lot of iffy basketball. So it was just, I'm glad you got to get into it, right, for once.
It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, yeah. So really quick, and then you can just hang up on me. I read a stupid article as a Knicks fan. You know, we start fantasizing.
Oh, boy.
And they talked about players that they should be looking out for. Cat, which I agree with you, I'm not sure about. They mentioned Joel Embiid as well. But the third guy on their list, they said was a long shot. But they said it's worth seeing what's the haul to bring in Mikal Bridges. Which I know it's crazy, but if Jalen Brunson can start whispering some sweet melodies over to his boy, maybe we can get him over. And before I go, Gold Digger by Kanye West, another good sample. Gentlemen, enjoy.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gold Digger's another Gold Digger because of
Ray Charles.
The Ray Charles, yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
That's
she give me money.
Yeah, that's actually
when
very
I'm
good.
In need.
It's funny because it's not really sampled. It's just Jamie Foxx just sings it. Mikal Bridges is like, it's a pipe dream. The Nets own his rights. There's nothing that you can do there. Like, the Nets are not trading him to you for pretty much anything.
Yeah, why would they want to help you?
No, hell no. Now, the Villanova thing is nice, and you know, if you can work that out, you'd probably love it, but that's not going to happen. All right, Barb, before we get back to calls, did you happen to see last night in Boston Micah Parsons?
Nah, man, he trolling again, bro.
Well, you remember the last time we saw
it was
him,
Maxi, when he had a Philly jersey on.
Yes, and then we see him in Boston, and do you know what he was wearing?
It better be a Marcus Smart jersey.
No, but he was a Celtics jersey. Is that a fraud alert?
Dude, this dude, wacky D, man.
Here he is. I guess it was after the Celtics beat. It was before the game. Before game six, though, right?
This game.
I'm talking about Jason Tatum after the game. He called out a bunch of people. But all right, anyways, let's just hear from Micah Parsons about the fact that he's wearing different jerseys now from different teams that are actually playing each other in the playoffs.
What's up, gang, man? Good luck tonight, man.
Yo, last time I seen you, I had a Philly jersey on, bro.
I was in Philly.
Now,
I'm with you tonight. I was a Ruben. You know how Ruben get. Yo. Hey, I'm going to need a zero today, too. I'm about to go get a Celtics jersey.
So I'm going to need a zero, meaning I'm going to need a Tatum jersey.
Right, so he just trolling, trying to protect. Like, he's becoming a groupie.
Is he? He's around a lot.
He's becoming a groupie, and he talks a lot.
Yeah, he does talk a lot. But he's like, he's just showing up at places and
he's
just
becoming a groupie, bro.
What does that mean? Explain that.
He's a male groupie. Like, I've been around dudes that just want to be around dudes that's popular and famous and hoping.
But isn't he pretty famous?
No, he's not their type of famous.
It's Micah Parsons, though. Everybody knows him in the NFL. NFL bro, is bigger than the
bro,
NBA.
Bro, when I'm telling you, I've had friends that were like male groupies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They always name drop. Oh, I was with so and so and so and so. He's becoming that dude. Like, you had a...
Is he doing this for social media stuff, too? Like, for that kind of clout?
Probably. So, now... And then the
wasn't
little,
he in Philly? There was a bunch of people in Philly.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I messed with Maxi or whoever.
There were some Eagle... Like, some Eagle players were in Philly. There were a bunch of people in Philly. And him being a Cowboy...
Right.
Like, him wearing a Sixers jersey...
That
there was something about that. Like, that's weird. Like,
yeah.
Right.
And he had to answer to that. So, now... Old boy was like, yo, last time I saw you... I was at the game.
Yeah,
you playing Philly. You had a Philly jersey.
Yeah, Teddy didn't like
right,
it.
Bro. Yeah, like yeah. Teddy. He like, yo, I'm going to need a zero. He's like, I got you. Yeah, he can give him nothing. I guarantee you. He was like, man, forget that dude. Like, bro, pick a side. Pick a team.
So weird.
Right? LeBron is a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm.
He don't waver from that. You can't be.
Yeah, he does.
Well, what I'm saying is, you can't.
He also became a Browns fan for a minute.
Yeah, but he's from there.
Yeah, but he's still all over the map.
But it's, for the most part, man, it's Dallas and it's the Browns.
He would always talk about being a Yankees fan until the Yankees played Cleveland in a series, and suddenly he's like cheering. It's like,
well, I get that, right? Because like, I'm from Detroit, so like, but I'm rooting for the Mets. But if they play the Tigers, I'm rooting for the Tigers. But it's coming off real corny, ballers.
You don't like it,
and like all this, everybody trying to get somebody jersey while you're there. Hey, man, like, what are you trying to make? Get a collection of game worn jerseys. Jason Tatum's like, man, whatever. I ain't got nothing for you, bro.
He went to Twitter, and then he just laughed and said, starting next year, I'm claiming one team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. He's coming. I don't like that. Well, but he can do what he want to do. But mm-hmm. like he's trying to be, he's becoming like a little male groupie.
800-919-3776 is the number. Let's go back to the calls. Blair in Rockland. Blair,
what's going on, guys?
How we doing?
How you guys doing?
All right.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
All right, perfect. All right, I got a couple of songs for you. You let me know if you like them or not as a hit. For the ladies, I got Anaconda by Nicki Minaj, which was a sample of Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Yeah, they are. Everybody's stealing stuff. These new people stealing everybody's stuff. City Girls and stole 1,000 people's songs.
All right, go ahead.
Then you have Through the Wire by Kanye West, which is a sample of Through the Fire by Chaka Khan.
Chaka, yeah.
Yeah, that was hot.
That wasn't that big of a hit.
No, that was his first one. That was the one that put him on the map.
Yeah, but it was.
That was his first one.
Go ahead. I know what you're talking about, and they sped it up. But it's not SWV.
You have Otis, which is a sample with him and Jay-Z of Otis Redding. A Little Tenderness.
Oh, yeah. Common Man.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And then you also have Stronger, which was a sample of Draft Punk Stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you win the competition, bro.
Yeah, well done,
Blair. You go deep, Stan.
Thank you. He did his homework. I like it. D in Queens. D, what do you have?
What you should do is songs that were hits that were sampled and turned into multiple hits after they were sampled. Like, you brought up Under Pressure, but you didn't bring up that it was also sampled for Shimmy Shimmy Ya.
Ooh. Shimmy Shimmy Ya, Shimmy Ya, Shimmy Ya.
Give me the mic and I'll take it. That's the same sample as Ice Baby.
Yeah, that's getting way too complicated, D. Way too complicated.
Yeah, this lets us know that you're a Jedi Master.
Like that's another place. But like I said, it's got to be one of those songs that everybody recognizes, right? That's all. That's the point I'm making. Bishoy in the car. Bishoy.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thank you for taking my call. I had a name for a Knicks player that I haven't heard float around. I wanted to hear what you guys thought about it. What about sending Zion his Duke buddy? And getting Brandon Ingram from New Orleans, a package centered around that. I haven't heard that name thrown out there.
There's no way they're not.
You got a better chance getting Zion.
Yeah, I would say if you were going to make a deal with the Pelicans, that would be an extreme one, but one that I could see more likely. There's no way they're giving up on Brandon Ingram. They love him. But the Zion thing, I'm telling you, like I said, it might be crazy, but I would call. If I was running the Knicks, I would have called David Griffin at some point before the draft, and I would have just checked in on him on Zion and take the temperature and just say, you know what? Julius gives you these numbers. He's played there before. You already have CJ and Brandon. It's not like you need him to carry you, especially in the playoffs, but we do know the guy is always available, which your guy's not, that he puts up numbers. He's played there before, and just see, take the temperature, because he might hang up on you first. But all you got to do is put it in his head. And then he has like maybe a check-in with Zion and sees he's like, man, this guy still hasn't gotten in shape.
Yeah.
And you never know. He could always call you back and say, hey, remember that Randall call you called me about a couple of months ago? So I would plant that seed I'd rather you just hang up on me than me assume you won't take the call.
But if you're the Knicks, you also got to be talking to Bobby Flay about being a personal chef to make stuff that's healthy, tastes good for Zion.
Got to figure it out, I know.
Yeah, because out there, that French cuisine, all them sauces and stuff like that, po' boys with that butter roll.
I can never say no.
That butter roll, lobster roll.
I'm with you. No, it's
beignets, beignons, beignets.
Whatever, however you want to put it. I mean, Pat Obies and just – so good down there, the food.
Papa
difficult.
Does.
Scott in Manhattan. What's up, Scotty?
Guys, first, I want to apologize. I went too hard on the Randall thing with Van Gundy because you know your guys are my dudes, man. But, I just
all
know.
That's how we do
that,
it.
Man.
No worries.
No disrespect, you know. But I was thinking for the song, what about Blurred Lines, Pharrell?
Yeah.
Did he get sued for that? We want to put that in. He got sued for him. And Robinson got sued.
But anyway, on the basketball thing, listen. I look at this Miami thing, listen, man, and some of your colleagues said it earlier. I mean, Joe Mazzulla to get on after that press conference and say that garbage, man, come on, man. And then Tatum not even showing up. And you got a team, 27%, they're saying, in the league shooting, and 37% they shot for the for the year, and then they come in and they torch you like that, so, and then you're going to get on Mizzou and say something stupid like that, and they'll have your top player touch the ball in the fourth quarter? Come on, man. That doesn't make sense. So, I mean, with this Boston team, you don't know what's going to show up.
Here's the thing. Would you put your money on Boston winning a championship? They're the favorite. Would you put your money on them?
Hell no. Is going to win the championship. The West is going to win the championship.
I kind of agree with you.
Anytime.
Thank you, Scotty. What?
Anytime the center got to get on you like that and stop practice.
Al Horford.
Yeah, anytime Al got to get on you like that, man, you don't have the championship pedigree, man. And then it materializes during a real game that you were playing around during and not taking it seriously, and you didn't know how to execute. And what it is, and they talked about it on the telecast yesterday, is coming down the stretch, Boston has struggled with the ability to close out games and how to finish strong, where Miami has excelled in going into overtime. So if the game is close, which it was close, but it still should have been a game where like Denver, when LeBron and them got close, they made the plays and they created the space.
Held them off.
And it's like when they got close against Boston panicked. And that's when you had the two turnovers back-to-back by Jason Tatum and, you know, couldn't be able to close the gap.
I just asked the simple question: if you could put your money on Boston, would you put your money on Boston? They are the favorite to win it. I don't trust them as a team. I don't trust their coach. I don't trust their main star, who can be amazing and also be invisible. Those guys, I just can't trust them.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, it is really ridiculous what we do on this show, and then we call it a sports talk radio
and,
show.
And we gave you Janelle Monae, which I've heard.
You're welcome, everyone.
Which I've heard that she took it off because she said people were only watching the one part.
I almost broke my wrist.
I mean, it's a really good part, though.
It's good for rehab.
You know.
My wrist got stronger.
It did.
I almost broke my wrist.
You ever had your stuff?
You know how many people?
I've had my stuff.
After that show, like the different people that I would run into, they would all say the same thing. Like, yo, thanks for putting me on to that Janelle Monae.
Between that, we up. Between that and tip drill, explain to people what tip drill.
Mm-hmm. That changed my life.
Must be because it ain't your bet. And that's what, listen, ooh, what's beautiful about tip drill?
Yeah.
That's when it was all natural.
You like that, huh?
Segalite and all.
You're all
we are
it.
All beautifully flawed, ladies and gentlemen.
I agree.
Now
did
walking
you hear
around
Stephen
and women looking like snuffing up against these big long, like they can hold a drink on their eyelashes. Like, bro, what the hell are we doing?
Little spiders.
Like, I can't see.
Did you hear Stephen A?
Uh-uh.
Stephen A. So I didn't know. Did you know that we just saw we ran into Martha Stewart what was that, about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Right? So apparently
was she with Snoop?
No.
Okay.
But apparently, so she's in the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated.
Martha. Got that snapback? Well, Martha always kind of thick. You know what I'm saying? Big bone, like, you know what I'm saying? Martha looked like, yo, she's been probably dating black men her whole life. Because, you know, when you only look thick like that, like all the softball players date black men. Because we don't mind a little cushion for our pushing. You know what I'm saying?
How you feel about this?
Oh, okay. You can make me some cookies. Oh, that.
She had eyes for us, man. She gave us a minute, right?
First of all, how you just going to disrespect me like that? And you, this ain't puff, puff, pass, bro. I could get more than 2 seconds looking at the pic.
I'm busy.
I ain't going to pull it up and take it back to you all to yourself.
I'm busy.
You could have turned the computer to a way where we both equally could have got a little eye, little looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
You feel better now?
Yeah, man. That's Southern Bells right there, Sam.
So they decided to go with all different ages of women.
Maybe, two, maybe
Elon
three,
Musk's mom
maybe,
is in this as
oh,
well.
Oh, she's bad, too. Maybe two.
She's 74.
Give me two, maybe 3 minutes. She'd be ready to marry.
Two, maybe three.
She'd be ready to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Smoky.
Yeah. So Stephen A.
Ms. Parker.
Ms. Parker. Stephen A. went on this, had this discussion on his podcast,
ah,
where he just was saying, like, I'm all for it. Because he's saying, like, you beauty, do you.
Beauty comes in all ages.
That's what he
all
said.
All shapes and sizes. And it's about the energy that you have.
We are all beautiful. Yeah. It's just in the eyes of other people. Like it's everybody has different tastes.
Yeah, and at some point, we all going to be there where we shopping in the 50 aisle or the 60 aisle or the 70 aisle. Or if you like Hugh Hefner, you count the 70 with two 35-year-olds. It don't matter how you get there. Get there when you can.
You singing
it? I like that you can pick up my bar. I'm glad you can pick up my bar. Son.
I was about to say it. If you would have stopped, I would have definitely added that. But it's a very interesting issue of Sports Illustrated.
I like that.
Swimsuit edition.
Because of
I think she looks amazing on the cover. She looks gorgeous.
On the low, you know what I'm saying? Martha want to put me on the payroll.
I get it.
I'll fix that sciatica. No, I'm just playing.
Hercules.
Mr. Scott, I'm here for my weekly appointment. On my back. My neck ain't my back.
Would you loofah my stretch marks?
Hey, you saw a boy, he probably got written in the will. He was dating Cher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, Cher is an example of amazing plastic surgery. Because I don't know how old Cher is. I don't know if she's 70 or I don't know if she's 50. But the fact that we having this discussion, even Madonna, people want to talk about Madonna because she got her butt ain't settled in the fall. When you get those things.
What do you think of that?
Who that is?
That's Martha.
That's Martin, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, that's.
Yep. I got Bart. Everybody, got Bart.
Hey, yo, DM her.
I got her.
DM her.
I got Bart.
Snoop probably saw that before. That's why Snoop probably already knew. Snoopy Doop already knew.
He was on to it, right?
Yeah.
81. Yeah, here you go. His
wife ain't going to get
here's
mad.
Here's the, for lack of a better term, spread. The photo spread.
For 81, she a 10.
We were with her. And I looked in her eyes and it was just like, yo, there's just something special going on there. You know, forget conversation. It was just the eye contact that I was just like, there's certain people that just have that certain glow.
And most men, 81, ain't sexually capable. So she's looking, so she's probably dating down.
Well, I mean, naturally.
I mean, listen, if you want the last, 10 years of your life to be great, she's sexy like Betty White was still cute.
I don't know about that.
Betty White was 155 years old.
Betty White had grandma hair.
When she was
hair,
90.
Though.
When she was
90.
She had
grandma hair. Like Martha doesn't have grandma hair.
Listen, hold up. Hold on. Golden Girls, Betty White was still that deal.
No, she had grandma hair.
She had them dimples.
Like the curly thing. When you do the rollers and the curly.
That's just Jersey.
You can't look like.
That's how people look in Jersey.
That's just Jersey.
That's a 30-year-old in Jersey.
I'm happy for
you. Yo, Mark.
We're supposed to do something.
If Martha wants to go
we're
out,
we're supposed
to
talk sports.
Martha probably would have some. She with that look, she put that on her, sugardaddy.com or?
I don't know what's it called.
Where do old people go to date?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
It's got to be an app. Hey, Jake. Because, Jake
probably knows.
Jake is always like the young Thundercats. You know what I'm saying? And come over, unclog the pipe and leave.
The Silver Fox app? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. Silver Fox. go to silverfox.com. See if she put that on her profile.
Oh, if that is the profile.
Because if she lived her life, just how old was she when she went to prison?
It was in 2004. She a long time ago. Long time ago.
So she was 60 in prison, son. That 60 ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's too old to be going to prison, son.
Had to serve time. Had to do it. Do a bid.
She probably was a boss in there, too.
Ran it.
Had people in there.
The cafeteria. She had that cafeteria. They were Julianne.
What the hell's a nutmeg? Smack the hell out of you. Girl, if you don't go get my damn nutmeg.
Actually, wouldn't that be a hilarious skit to do? Like Chappelle could do a skit.
Yeah. Is Martha Stewart going to have to smack a bitch?
Let's get into some sports here. Well, we still have a show left. Dan Graziano, our good friend of the show, you call him Dan Graza.
Dan Graza.
He did this from 32 teams in the league, so quarterback questions for all of them. For the Jets, the question is, do the Jets have enough protection for Aaron Rodgers? So the fact that they weren't able to get Broderick Jones, which if you ask Robert Saleh, they never were going to get Broderick Jones. They always we're going with the linebacker. That was the plan. Well,
if it was somebody else like Darnell Wright or somebody like that, I think that he was higher on their board.
But they got Joe Tippmann. They got the center in the second round, Joe Tippmann. That's a good pickup.
They might have did both. If they would have went Joe Tippmann, then they would have went pass rusher in the second round.
But they have Mekhi Becton, who's in a contract year, which, as we know, is the great motivator.
Yep.
And then Dwayne Brown, like you said, who decided to come back. So is it enough? They also brought in Billy Turner to try to give some depth there as well.
But
that's the question. Do the Jets have enough at offensive line to protect Aaron Rodgers, yes or no?
Yes, they got more than enough. Okay. And they may not be finished. Like, who knows who's going to get cut? But look what happens, right? You still have Mitchell.
Max Mitchell.
Max Mitchell.
Right.
He played great last
Vera
year.
Vera Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Langton Thompson got to have a better year. You still got Connor McGovern. Mm-hmm. So if Tippmann is not ready
to start.
Or if somebody gets hurt, Vera Tucker goes out to either tackle. Mm-hmm. And then you bring Tippmann in, he can play center or guard.
Right. It's just the depth, I guess. Like,
look, that is depth. Listen.
Look, if there's an area of concern for the Jets, it's the offensive line.
Okay.
If there's a weakness, you used to be able to say, well, I worry about the kicker. I worry about this.
I would say tight end.
Tight end?
They don't have those studs.
They're three deep there.
But they don't have a difference maker. They don't have a Darren Waller. They don't have a Travis Kelce. They don't have a Mark Andrews.
Okay.
Do you need that? You always want that.
You don't think Conklin or Uzama can at least be enough?
They're okay, but they're not like look at the teams and look at Njagu and Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look at
I know who you're talking about.
Ertz. Look at Schwartz.
Yeah.
Look at Goddard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look at Knox. Now they got Kincaid. Like,
I get it.
These are difference makers.
Yeah, they're not
the Giants at Waller.
Yeah.
Like, these are difference makers. That's the hardest matchup to match up against. They got decent guys, but they don't have – like, look at Minnesota, right? The Hutchinson, the kid that they traded from Detroit.
Yeah. T.J. Hockenson?
Yeah, he's a beast.
Right.
Right? So, like, that, I would say that's the biggest weakness, that they don't have a difference maker
okay.
there.
Right. So, you're not as concerned about the O-line as you are maybe needing a receiving tight end of high end.
Right. And let's go through it, right? You said that they have Dwayne Brown, right?
Right.
He's 38. We watched Whitworth ball out all the way to 40, 41.
Whitworth is like
old.
A Hall of Famer.
Right, but Dwayne Brown, check his resume.
I know.
He
as long as he's all in, so, I'm fine. Come back for the money now.
So you got Dwayne Brown. I got you. So you got Dwayne Brown. You got Vera Tucker.
Yep.
You would say that Vera Tucker is top five or top six at his position. Langton Thompson was supposed to be that. They paid him to be that. He was that with San Francisco. He struggled last year.
I need him to be that.
But these are three high end starters right there.
Okay.
Now you go over to Mekhi Becton, who has four elite guys. Like, when you talk about Dallas, you talked about Martin and two other people.
We got three
backups who names we know. Name any other team that three backups names we know.
We know them because
they have started in this league.
Okay. All I'm saying is that you're naming guys. And you're saying that you're expecting them to deliver. But the problem is that Becton hasn't been healthy.
Right.
Dwayne Brown, like, you know, what are you getting out of him? You know, again.
But Max Mitchell is there, and he had a blood clot. He didn't get hurt. It was a blood clot.
Well, you know what it is. It's just we've got to see it to believe it. All right, let's do the Giants.
Okay.
So, again, Dan Graziano on ESPN.com right now. It's the biggest quarterback questions for each team. On the Giants, here's the question. Can Daniel Jones live up to his contract? And what are the implications if he doesn't?
Mm.
He's at 40 a year. It's not like he was lighting it up. But they believe, you know, again, Brian Daboll and company, they look at him and they say, this is, you know, we've got a guy. We can coach him up. We have a system that works. He played better last year. So does he give them the same thing as last year at this money?
I think he gives them
more. Or does he have to elevate it? But how?
Because the weapons he got. Darren Waller is a mismatch nightmare, right? If Saquon comes back, I think Evan Neal, you know, who had his growing pains last year, I think he's going to be a lot better this year. Remember, he's kind of like the same way Andrew Thomas was.
Right, one step behind Andrew Thomas.
Andrew Thomas was like the third best tackle in the game behind Laremy Tunsil and I believe Trent Williams as far as, you know, PPF.
But is it
PFF?
Is weapons enough when you look at? Let's never mind their offensive line. So, all right, Waller got to stay healthy, but when healthy, very good. They bring in Paris Campbell,
deep threat, former first round draft pick from Ohio State.
They draft Jalen Hyatt, who everybody's high on.
Beast, and then Sterling, Robinson from last year,
Wandale Robinson. Yeah, Sterling Shepard, can he be healthy? Yeah. Sterling Shepard, can he be healthy? But that's what you've got as weapons. Who's the killer?
Mm-hmm.
Is Darren Waller the killer?
Remember the kid.
Gotta be healthy.
But remember the kid that they had from last year that balled out. That was with Dayball on a practice squad at the end of the year, and they still got
Hodgkins.
Yeah, they still got Slayton too.
But Darius Slayton is obviously
he's deep threat. Like, this is the thing, they got a lot of Jericho Cotries. And a lot of good guys. And, like, you hope.
They got Crowders on this team.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They super deep. Like, they don't – like, they're interchangeable. They're going to have to cut some of these guys.
And then, of course, Saquon Barkley. So you think he can live up to it? That's the question.
Yeah,
you
I expect him to be better, but I don't expect the result to be the same because their schedule is a lot harder.
All right.
So he can play better, but they may still fall short.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Martha Stewart, 81, on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Bart is smitten. I am a little bit too. But she talked about just getting how she said to me, it was a challenge, something she met. It was kind of fun. She said to me, it's a testament to good living. And I think all of us should think about good living. The whole aging thing is so boring.
And she hardcore. She stayed 10 toes down, did her time like a G, son. She ain't go snitch like Tekashi 2-9.
She did five months, and she taught yoga.
10 toes down.
And crocheting.
And she had people in there bringing her fresh nutmeg and truffles from out in the street, smuggling it up in their braziers. I need some truffles.
That's how you throw that forky sausage, boy.
You know what I'm saying, son? She's up there with that truffle
she
sauce.
She did five
white
months
sauce.
In a minimum security prison where she taught yoga
don't say that. She's
and
fed
crocheting.
Time. Fed time. 10 toes down. Insider trading. Ain't snitch on nobody.
You are just trying to make it sound dramatic, but it really wasn't.
If Will Ferrell's name was MC Mayo, then what's hers? Vanilla cream. Vanilla abstract.
Oh, man. Let's take Tommy in Connecticut. Tommy.
Have you seen Martha Stewart?
Yo, what up?
Tommy, have you seen this?
Seen Martha Stewart?
It's pretty good.
She did time in my town, Danbury, Connecticut, doing
that's
FCI
right.
up on the hill.
Yo, you ain't
up on the hill.
Bro, you ain't know how she looking now, son. Right now, she can get it.
Don't worry, nobody's getting out.
You might have to pop one of them Smurf pills and give her the business, dog.
Yo, so Alan, I love this Blue Jays-Yankee rivalry, man. These guys are the biggest bunch of try-hard yo-yos. I got more helmets falling off than a Ravens-Steelers game. You know, Vlad Guerrero hitting his chest like, you know, King Kong ain't got nothing.
Has anyone celebrated more in May? Right? Has anyone done more celebrating in May than the Blue Jays? Like, I'm so tired of this crew.
You got Bo Bichette flipping his hair around like he's in Motley Crue. Like, what is going on out there?
He definitely, you know what? He is John Bon Jovi of baseball. Like, this guy, it's like anything he can do to make sure they could see his beautiful hair and his little smile and all that stuff. It's everything. The try-hard is the best way to describe this team. They are a bunch of try-hards. Man, win something, man, before you start flexing. I just love the petty that Aaron Judge showed when he got to first. And instead of, like, just pointing to his dugout and looking in, he, like, closed his eyes, covered his eyes. Straight up petty. Like, yeah, back at you, fat boy. Like, who are you calling fat boy? That's the other thing. Can we settle that tonight? That should be settled tonight. You know? It's the last time you're going to see him for a little bit.
Like, somebody got to get hit.
You know, I mean, let's settle this one. So, all right, who's the fat boy? Who is it? Couple of things here, Bart. Bob Myers, who's the president of basketball operations for the Warriors,
said ain't so.
They've had no contract extension talks in months, and they're feeling like he could walk away.
He's built a dynasty.
If I'm the Knicks, let's go. Bring this dude in.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how he and Leon are. They're both former agents, but this guy's kingmaker, man.
Yeah.
There's that. And then there's a tweet from Damian Lillard from earlier today.
Jordan Poole, though.
That is true. That was not a good contract. Lillard responding to somebody talking about Portland fans wanting to trade the 3 pick and build it. Some fans don't want to trade it because it's the number 3 pick. And he's saying, if the fans want to trade me, start the petition and send it in. It's almost like, is he kind of reaching that breaking point?
Yeah, I think he's fed up.
Because you know how fans can get. We can't trade the 3rd overall pick. We can't do that. This guy's
all
this.
For the future.
Right. And he's like, oh, okay. So anytime you want to move me, move me. If he's doing that.
He's open.
Something to keep an eye on. There's a lot to watch in the NBA. And that includes tonight, Game 2.
He would be great.
Lakers Nuggets.
He would be great in Philly.
Yeah,
he just seemed like a Philly dude.
Well, I hate that, though.
He's spitting hot fire, rapping. He'd be rapping with Freeway and Meek Millie.
Yeah, let's go get that swimsuit edition. K-Show coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.